Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was just unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah. Well, we used to have crowds like that, oh, many years ago. Around 25, 26, 19. And the crowd used to be terrific. That was during the war, you know. And they would have novenas almost every hour. And the people would crowd in there like, I don't know what, they'd even have to stand on the sidewalk. Well, I can't see any point and go in church if you have to stand on the sidewalk. That's ridiculous, you know. But that's the way people get to be. I mean, when they get to be worried and everything, you know, they flock to church. Then when they get, when things smooth down a little bit, they forget all about church.
You try to go to church to the Mass at the, for the first day of each month, too?
I go regular. I usually try to go on Saturday mornings because I don't have to get anybody off to work. And then Sunday regularly, you know, we go all the time. And then on Tuesday mornings I go, too.
Why Tuesday?
Well, you see, we have a regular weekly perpetual help novena that we go to every week. And but I never try making it to St. Jude's. They have a weekly novena too. And right now they were having a 9-day consecutive novena down there, and I believe it ends either today or tomorrow, I think. And so evidently Saturday plenty of people were off and they probably went for it. But I never try going down there. In fact, I never go to Canal Street. The only time I go to Canal Street is if I have to go to the doctor for my feet, you know, which I do every, maybe, I try to make it every 2 or 3 months. I think I've been a little bit longer this time. My feet have been acting pretty, behaving pretty well.
Do you take the bus to church?
Yes. No, no. Sometimes, now most of the time, if my sister doesn't put the car up, she will drive me down, you know, and then sometimes I'll walk down. The only thing, this is really for the air conditioning,
mm-hmm.
But we have a separate circuit for all the heavy things, like the refrigerator.
You tell me that what people used to call their mother and father?
Well, we always said mama and papa. But lots of people, it was mother and father. A mama and daddy.
They actually called them father?
Yes. Because I had relatives. And they lived in the heart of the Irish Channel. They lived further out and down than we did.
Mm-hmm.
And theirs was a real bad neighborhood. Not real bad at that time as far as, but I'd say that we lived in the nicer part of the Irish Channel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was always mother and father, never daddy.
How did that sound to you at the time?
Well, we got used to that. It never bothered us, you know, but not with us. It was always mama and papa.
Your father's father would be your...
grandfather.
And his wife would be your...
grandmother.
What do people call them?